The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the Maller Show podcast. Programming note, today is Friday, and you know what that means? The fifth hour with Ben Maller. So first of all, you got to listen to this podcast, which you're doing right now. Good job by you. And then when you're done listening to all 4 hours, all four of them, to this show, download the Fifth Hour podcast, the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G, available on demand worldwide on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcast from. And today's podcast is extra special. We have the definitive Big Ben's Big Board of Baseball Manager Meltdowns to celebrate the start of the new baseball season. It is my opinion on the ones that stand out above all the rest. It's Big Ben's Big Board. That'll be coming up today on the Fifth Hour podcast. Right now, in hour number one, opening day. What are you going to remember from opening day 2023? And what are your thoughts on the beginning, the real debut of the pitch clock in a Major League regular season game? And how can Major League Baseball bottle up this optimism, this excitement from opening day, and carry it all season long? We'll talk about that and more right now in hour number one. Here it is. The curtain has gone up. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Hanging out as old friends. We keep your appetite satisfied. We'll try. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and downright powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the track, the warning track of sports chat. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. So if you're with us for the full flight, taking a red-eye flight here all night long, we'll be barking into these microphones, howling at the moon. And later this hour, take some phone calls, get the Who Am I game. Next hour, Maller to the third degree. We've got lame jokes of the week. The comedy club will be open in hour three. And Balderdash, the Coop Scoop, and whatever else pops up between now and then. But play the hits, my man. Play the hits. So our lead this hour comes from the diamond. The flag is up. The 2023 regular season got underway in professional baseball. All 30 big league teams were in action. I don't know how much of this you watched. Perhaps none of it. Maybe you watched a couple of games. Maybe you watched 5 minutes of one game. It started out with a bang as Aaron Judge hit the first home run of the new season. The Yankees had an advantage hitting the first home run. They were playing one of the two very early games to start the festivities. It was the Yankees and Giants in the Bronx, and they had the Atlanta Braves and the Nationals, the other game that started very early in compared to all the other games. So we had action into the late television window on the West Coast, including the Angels, who have three players making more than the entire Athletics roster but somehow managed to lose in Oakland in their opener. But there's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. So let us discuss the question here. What are you going to remember from opening day 2023? So I've got Clydesdale Elementary School and elevator music. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a soft pretzel with some gooey neon cheese sauce on the side. So, to answer the question, what are you going to remember from opening day? I'm going to remember a lot right now, but if you ask me a month from now, probably nothing. Probably nothing. But right now, since the question is being asked, we do the show now. I loved having a full menu card. Stayed up to watch the start of the baseball season, the Gigantes and the Yankees, and watched Aaron Judge hit the home run. So that was the beginning. Slept a little bit, woke up. There was more baseball on. But that was an act of arson, as John Heyman would say, by Aaron Judge there against his old team, the Giants. Remember, there was one night Aaron Judge, for like an hour and a half, was a Giant, and then he was no longer a Giant. And I'm sure John Heyman was very proud. But Aaron Judge continues to be my favorite player to watch. I'm not a Yankee fan. My niece is a Yankee fan. That doesn't really count. She's from New York. I think she just likes the hat because it's trendy still. But regardless, Aaron Judge, you know why I enjoy watching Aaron Judge play? I've seen him play in person a few times over the years. Aaron Judge reminds me of a young Moneyball Maller back in the day, bigger than all the other kids, looks like a glitch when you watch Aaron Judge play. There's some players that look like a glitch because they're so small, but Aaron Judge is the opposite. And baseball is a sport that is a sport of miniature ponies, little show ponies. And Aaron Judge is built like a Clydesdale playing baseball. So it was cool to see that. I was excited to see the Chicago White Sox take down a little piece of the Berlin Wall, the wall of cheating. The Astros, how pathetic was that? They think they actually won the World Series last year. Will someone let the Astros know nobody won the World Series last year? Can somebody let them know that that didn't count because they had a bunch of cheaters still on the team? Let them know if you're able to get a hold of them. And as you know, on this show, I support the Dodgers and whoever is playing the A-holes. Those are my favorite teams. So a very nice start to the baseball season. See Houston lose. Staying in Texas, the debut, the maiden voyage of Jacob DeGrom, the greatest pitcher the Mets have had in years, and he left to go play deep in the heart of Texas. He made his Rangers debut in a slugfest. We had a couple of high-scoring games, Rangers and Phillies, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. But the Phillies-Rangers game, how did DeGrom pitch? You saw the game, you know, but if not, don't ask. DeGrom was like an Italian chef there. He was cooking up meatballs and just right down the middle there. He threw 73 pitches, gave up 6 hits and 5 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings, so that works out to an ERA of over 12 after one start. Nice beginning. Great opening act there for the $185 million ace in Arlington. Also good to see the Dodgers pick up where they left off. Always fun to beat up on the ugly redheaded stepchildren of the National League West. The Arizona Diamondbacks bludgeoned by the Dodgers as Roberto's pick to click. My guy Roberto loves James Outman, his new favorite Dodger.
And he was
balling there at Chavez Ravine for the Dodgers. And it's refreshing that the names changed. The rosters have turned over the years. But rarely does Arizona ever win at Dodger Stadium. They almost never win at Dodger Stadium. Now, page 2 here. So we'll shift away from some of the opening thoughts from opening day. But tell me your opinion on the debut of the real pitch clock. We had the soft launch in spring training, but now this is when these games count. This time it matters. So I would say it was a relatively smooth beginning, unless I missed something, and I don't think I did. It was pretty smooth. I will warn you, though, that it had the vibes of elementary school. I thought I was back in elementary school. Remember when you were in elementary school and everyone tried to be on their best behavior, and it was the first day of school. Everyone's got their back-to-school attire. The uniforms all look great. Everyone's optimistic, positive, raring to go. That's opening day in a nutshell. And one of my observations, right off the top, I was flipping around, Major League Baseball needs to fully embrace the clock. If they're going to use the pitch clock, they need to fully embrace it. Now, what am I getting at? So I'm flipping around. I may or may not have been using those Russian websites, but I was going around watching these different baseball games, and many of the broadcasts did not feature the pitch clock on the graphics. So I ask you, is it that hard to add a chyron at the bottom or the top of the screen that has the pitch clock on it? Is it that difficult? Yeah, they can do it in the NBA and the NFL. I'm pretty confident they can put that in Major League Baseball broadcast. And as a consumer, as a viewer of Major League Baseball broadcast, I want to see, because there's some strategy involved in that, whether the pitcher's going to milk the clock all the way to the end, whether the hitter's going to panic and whatnot based on the clock. And so that when I become the overlord of baseball, that will be mandatory. When they finally get rid of Rob Manfred, they hire me as the commissioner of baseball, then I will put that in. But opening day was also, the word is trivial. For a couple of players, they will be forever immortalized, and I promise you, a couple years down the line, we will use this on our show for the Who Am I game and the Insta Trivia that we do every night on the show. So come on down, Rafael Devers. Congratulations to the Red Sox, who deserve to lose because they started Corey Kluber opening day. You should always lose if Corey Kluber, at this point in his career, is your opening day starter. And sure enough, on a cold day in Boston, the Sox lost. But the Red Sox star, Rafael Devers, who got paid this offseason, he had a couple of hits, had an RBI. But don't bury the lead, my man. He has been immortalized because on a 1-2 count in the bottom of the eighth inning at Fenway, with no runners on base and nobody out, Devers was called for strike three. You're out. He was ruled out on a pitch clock violation. Why? He did not step into the batter's box within the allotted time. So the umpire rung him up. And Rafael Devers becoming the first player in Major League Baseball ever, because they never had this before. It was impossible to have this, to strike out on a pitch clock violation. Get out of here. And for those of you that have not paid any attention to baseball, bad job by you. The pitch clock rule, brand new here. You should know that by now. The refresher course, there's a 30-second timer between batters, a 15-second timer with the bases empty, and a 20-second timer when there's a runner on base. So there's three different time periods, and the umpire can stop the clock if for a few reasons, rare and appropriate. But Devers, he also has a partner in crime, and that comes out of Chicago, because congratulations, Marcus Stroman, journeyman pitcher Marcus Stroman, ex-Met, ex-Blue Jay, the Cub pitcher. He was dinged for the first ever pitch clock violation in baseball history by a pitcher. By a pitcher, because he took more than 20 seconds between pitches during the Cubs win over the Brew Crew at Wrigley Field. And he was not a happy camper after the game. He was lamenting the fact that it was very tough for him, the pitch clock. He said it's a big adjustment, and we got a little tiny violin out. We were very sad that we had to hear that. All right, last word here. So a lot of positive vibrations, good vibrations for the start of the baseball season. How can Major League Baseball bottle up the optimism, the excitement from opening day? And the answer to that is it's impossible. I'm going to be Benny Buzzkill on this one. Major League Baseball, I like it, I'm into it, but it is not designed for intense day-to-day consumption. It's like the Boston Marathon. You get excited when you start the Boston Marathon. After about a mile, you've got a bit of a dopamine hit still going, but then you settle in for the rest of the 26.2 miles, and it's just muscle memory. It's pushing through the race. You glide along, and you build up to the crescendo when you get close to the finish line. But Major League Baseball's regular season, the way it's designed now, that's another example of why the hardest baseball season of all time was when the Dodgers won the World Series in 2020. 60-game season, it's not a marathon. That was a sprint. That's why it's the hardest of all time. But now we're back to the regular marathon, and the regular season is elevator music. It is background sound. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? You live your life, you're a sports fan, you know that 98% of the time on a random Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, you're going to have between now and October, if you want, to watch or listen to a game or listen on a radio or watch it on television, it'll be available. You can check in on your team from time to time. You don't have to be OCD about it for every 100 and every one of the 162 games, and you can save some of that energy for the playoff push. But it is a double-edged sword also, because if your team is treading water in July, you can still get to a World Series. Like you have like April, May, and June just to F around and fiddle with whatever you want to fiddle with, as long as you don't fall too far behind. My example of that would be the Phillies, who last year were blah, and then they ended up getting to the World Series. And then the year before, also out of the National League East, remember the Atlanta Braves saving us from the cheaters and winning that wonderful pennant there in Georgia when they were mediocre midway through the baseball season. So those are some of my thoughts on the beginning of the baseball season. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us here. The lines will open up at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We'll take your calls. Also, if you want to be part of the show on Twitter, at Ben Maller. I am verified. This will be the last show I'm verified. I'm not paying for the stupid check mark. So that'll be going away. But I will be saving $84 a year, which I plan on using gambling that money. And so if I win big gambling, then I'll put a little back in the coffer. But that's it. So anyway, on Twitter, at Ben Maller, and you can follow me on there. And we might even read your comments on the air. You'll be overnight famous, which is what everyone should aspire to be. Straight ahead, the New York Yankees have a problem. It's opening day. And the Yankees are running out of something that has been a staple of professional baseball since 1916. And here we are in 2023, and the New York Yankees are running out of this. What is this that has been a staple of baseball since 1916? We'll tell you about that. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Hey, this is Hap-Pine, and I love the Ben Maller Show.
Well, thanks, Hap-Pine. That's very kind of you to say that. I appreciate it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy, your news guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Hey, Amanda, what's up?
Want to go to a game together? And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Let's Sports go to a Radio game together. Studios. Yeah. Here's Ben Maller.
A baseball-heavy beginning to the overnight festivities under the big top. The bright lights of the stars and the moon. Coming up in a bit, the Yankees running out of something that has been a staple of baseball since 1916. We'll get to that. Supermarket Steve says, hey, if Ben gets rid of his blue check mark, am I allowed to then pay Jeff Bezos to become the official Ben Maller? Yes, absolutely. I will welcome you. You want to be the real Ben Maller? You can be the real Ben Maller. Just get a pay the billionaire there. I think Elon Musk is who you have to pay, not Jeff Bezos. But you can then become Ben Maller. So, dream come true. Robin Vegas says, great monologue, Benjamin, A++. However, I have to make a confession. I did not watch 1 minute of Major League Baseball's opening day. Should I be concerned? Robin Vegas says that the New York District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, will indict me. Should I hire counsel? I don't know, Rob. I guess it depends on who you voted for. Rasta Dude writes in, says, the odds are minus 300 that me, Ben, will not have a blue check mark Monday, but only plus 200 that he will have it back by next Friday. Hook it while it's hot, he points out. Ferg Dog.
Well, Ben, actually, you may not be out of a check mark here.
Why is that?
Well, I was reading something that Elon Musk tweeted earlier.
Is he going to save my check mark?
Well, no.
Okay.
If I understand this correctly, organizations, vetted organizations that sign up for verified organizations can then verify accounts that they're affiliated with.
Oh.
So if Fox Sports Radio does this verified organization thing, I didn't say anything funny, then they can verify all of us.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the company will do that. And I have nothing to worry about, Coop. You're right. The company will take care of that. I'm sure Elon Is he charging Fox Sports Radio $88 a month, $84 a year? Is it a little more than that?
I do not know what the fee is, but there is there is a fee.
Well, I'm not really worried about it. I just think it's an inconvenience, and it's kind of it's like when you give something to somebody, it's like taking something you gave them back. You know, it's like, you know, if I give you a gift, and then 5 years later, I'm like, yeah, I know I bought you that sofa, but I kind of like the sofa, and I think I would like it back. But you can pay for the sofa, but it was a gift. I was like, well, no. Ferg Dog writes, and he says, give the Angels a break, Ben. Yeah, the offense looked bad, and the bullpen looked even worse, but I'm confident the Cactus League champs will prove that was no fluke. Coop, you're with Ferg Dog, right? You think the Halos will be okay, even though they took it on the chin there late against the Athletics? You're...
Hey, I'm still wearing my Angels hat.
Okay. I got you. Femi, who's one of the top Uber Eats delivery guys in Minnesota in the country, says, here we go again. America's boring pastime is back. We need our daily dose of Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, Ben. So, Femi, I am doing some football on the overnight, but I got to give baseball its love. I love baseball, and there's enough meat on the bone in baseball. We can talk about baseball and be okay. So I will go down that road. Alf, the alien opiner, says the best part of Rafael Devers' pitch clock violation is that the pitcher wasn't on the rubber either, adding another layer to the story. Yes, indeed. And Alf was at Fenway. He made the rare and appropriate trip to freeze his alien tuchus off at Fenway Park, and he made sure to take photos. So we now know how much the concessions are if you're going to a Red Sox game this year. And let's see what stands.
Do you see the avocado fries? That's new this year.
Hold on a second. I'm looking here. Let's see what they make the most money on. The most money the Red Sox
What the hell are avocado fries?
It's new to Fenway this season. They are battered and deep fried.
Sold me. You don't need to say anymore.
Yeah, battered deep fried avocado pieces served with Green Goddess dressing.
Green Goddess.
Coop, you don't go to Fenway Park to eat avocado fries, Coop.
I'm going to get some when I go.
You don't need to. How about $3 for a cheese cup? That seems a little excessive to me. $3
for the pretzel?
Jesus.
No, the pretzel's $6.
I know, but that, like, the cheese for the pretzel is
just
$3?
Just the cheese is $3.
I don't know, man. When you need cheese.
How do these people sleep at night? How about $5?
On a pile of money.
I know. How about $5 for a bottle of water?
$5.
Oh, here's where they make the most money. A souvenir fountain soda at Fenway Park. $9.
Holy,
$9.
That's
water and powder that they mix with the carbonation is $9. How much soda would one have to drink?
But a souvenir cup, though. Come on.
Yes. Well, that is big.
Fried dough.
A cheese pizza slice is $7.25.
Who doesn't love fried dough?
Fried dough, $6.25 for fried dough. $6.25.
Is that a donut or a beignet?
Now, Coop,
what kind
I would
of fried
get.
Dough are you talking?
I know you're not a Red Sox fan. When you go to a Red Sox game this year, you got to get a souvenir ice cream helmet. That's $6.75, but you got to do that.
I considered it, but what am I going to do with a Red Sox helmet?
You just have it as a little memento.
Yeah, souvenir.
Yeah, you know, part of the deal. That way, you're not totally getting bent over when you get your ice cream. At least you get something you can take with you. So it's not totally...
Just tell him, put it in my hand.
Oh, here's another big revenue item at Fenway, according to Alf. Cotton candy, $5. $5 for cotton candy. God. Man alive.
For sugar
air. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Wow. What would happen if they just charged like normal prices? Would the world come to an end at these sporting events? Would they go out of business? Wouldn't people buy more stuff?
There wouldn't be any more $300 million contracts in baseball. That would be the problem there.
Not according to the agents. They all say that all that's extra revenue. They make their money from TV and all that other. The ballpark revenue is all extra.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. But what you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We do have some NBA, only two games on the schedule. A battle of the top two teams in the East, and the Celtics bludgeon the Bucks in Milwaukee, 140-99.
Great effort by the Bucks. Way to compete, boys. You know, they were distracted. Big baseball fans. A lot of people don't know that. The Milwaukee Bucks love baseball. They were distracted by opening day in baseball. They wanted to watch the Brewers.
Jason Tatum had 40, and you might think, well, Giannis didn't play. No, he did play, actually, in this game. Had 24 points. Nikola Jokic did not play for the Nuggets, and yes, guess what? They lost to the Pelicans 107-88. And some NHL action. We had the Bruins beating the Blue Jackets 2-1 in overtime. Boston clinching the President's Trophy for the best regular season record. They'll have home ice throughout the postseason. Penguins shut out the Predators 2-0. That Nashville loss clinches a playoff spot for Vegas. The Panthers down the Canadiens 5-2. Florida still a point back of Pittsburgh for the final wildcard spot in the East. Oilers shut out the Kings 2-0 and move into second place in the Pacific Division, 2 points back of the division lead. And the Devils beat the Rangers 2-1. Hurricanes fall to the Red Wings 3-2, so New Jersey 1 point back of Carolina for the top record in the Metro. And one more note from baseball: Mets pitcher Justin Verlander placed on the injured list with a low-grade shoulder strain. He says does not believe the injury is serious. But
well, we're going to talk about that next hour. But I'm shocked that a cheating Astro is hurt. Forever a cheater, Justin Verlander. That's his legacy. Loser. Loser. Anyway, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on throughout the overnight hours. And this portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive Insurance. And listener Jill writes in very arrogantly and says, I know what your little tease is. Any fan would know that. Well, you don't need to brag, okay, Jill? There's no need to brag. It's very annoying. The answer to the story, the Yankees are running out of numbers, but that's not the full story. So baseball started putting numbers on uniforms in 1916. A team in Cleveland was the first to do it. And now the Yankees, because they've given out so many retired numbers, they've retired so many jerseys, the Yankees, and they have other numbers they're going to retire. They have 22 uniform numbers that have been taken out of service because they're retired. That's 8 more than any other team. But you have 3 other numbers that are also unavailable. So they have 75 numbers in the rotation for the coaches and the players. So the Yankees have asked Major League Baseball to no longer have their coaches wear uniform numbers. They asked baseball for permission to stop issuing uniform numbers to their coaches because they're out of numbers. They're running out of numbers. We say, how could they be out of numbers? There's only 26 players on the big league team. So the Yankees invited 69 players to spring training. That's a number Rob Gronkowski and many others like a lot. So the Yankees invited 69 players to spring training this year, but even though the roster is obviously less on opening day and all that stuff, the person that runs the clubhouse uniform operations for the Yankees said that because of low inventory, it's difficult. So I say what baseball should do, rather than not have coaches wear numbers, which is kind of dumb, coaches wear uniforms anyway, what they should do is go triple digits, because that would open it up. Now playing left field for the Yankees, number 172. And just go add a third digit. Go for 3 digits. Why did we stop at 99? Go higher than that. Go to 100. Go to 200. Go to 300. Just keep adding numbers. Or stop retiring numbers. That's the other option, you dumb-dumbs. Not everyone needs to have their number retired. Do what the Dallas Cowboys do. Have a ring of honor. That's what you should do. A ring of honor. Hello? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kevin, who's up first here. It is the Ben Maller Show. Kevin wants to talk some baseball. What's going on, Kevin? You're on Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing, Ben? A few quick things. One, when I was at Fenway last year, I'm pretty sure I paid $12 for a high noon. Absolutely ridiculous. Two, friendly clarification. I think Devers was in the box, but he wasn't, quote-unquote, alert to the pitcher, which – I am in favor of the pitch and batter's clock, but I don't really fully understand the batter's clock yet. And third, just if you get hit on it, say the Jets, New York Jets, get Rodgers and the Pats get Lamar Jackson, how would you rank the AFC East? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. How dare you touch up my work, Kevin? How dare you? But I appreciate that. And the not being aware, which you, the language you used there, Kevin, that he was not aware or not paying attention. Was he picking his nose? Was he biting his fingernails? Like, what was he doing? I don't quite get that either, but we'll figure it out eventually. So if Lamar Jackson goes to the Patriots, oh man, you'd have Rodgers with the Jets. You got the Bills. So I'd have the Bills number one. I think it would be the same as last year. I think the Dolphins are pretty loaded, even though Tua is. See, the problem is you got Tua's going to get hurt, and then Lamar Jackson will be effective when he plays because the Patriots will be able to squeeze out a pretty good defense. So I would say that knee-jerk, I'd have Bills 1, Dolphins 2, Patriots 3, and the Jets would be in last place with Aaron Rodgers. They'd still be a last-place team with Aaron Rodgers. It is the Ben Maller Show. We'll press on here. Do it yourself. We'll get to that. And here's the Who Am I game. I was the first player in baseball history to win Gold Gloves at multiple positions. Again, in the history of baseball, talk some defense here. I was the first player in MLB history to win Gold Gloves at multiple positions. Who am I? That is the question. The answer, we'll get to it. We'll do it next. Everybody.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now that baseball season is underway, we can bring back the MLB pick'em. Should we do that today or should we start next week fresh with the MLB pick'em? I'm fine doing it today.
Today, baby.
Do you want to start right now, Roberto? I will start right now, but let's get you the Who Am I game. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I was the first player in MLB history to win Gold Gloves at multiple positions. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Nick in Wisconsin going with his guy, Joe Mauer. Mauer Power is the answer. Jonathan in Delaware gave 2 answers. One of them is right, but I can't give you full credit because you gave another name. It's a bad job by you. The Midnight Walker. Guess Pete Rose as his answer. Maller Prop Guy was cheating. So was Nelson. They both got it right. Bad job by them. Khalil Green. Guess by Double O Mexican in San Diego. Listener Mason in SoCal and Huntington Beach is going with Terry Cashman as his answer. Curly Howard. Legend, number 128 in your program, but number 1 stooge. Yes, Curly Howard, all-time great. Tom Brunansky from Rob in Minnesota. Late night gear grinder going with Chuck Knobloch. Very funny. Page down. The Garcia Burner account says the Dodger fan who got tackled by security for trying to propose is the answer. Scotty Rowland from Rob the Goat Man. Rusty Kuntz from White Rob the First. Got to be careful how you say that last name. Page down. Miguel on Fire says, in honor of the Angels opening day loss, it's Gary DeSarcina as the answer. Rob in Vegas going with Adam Cole, Bebe as his selection. Matt said, that was easy. I got the right answer. There you go. Maybe. Page down. Yogi Berra from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Chain Smoking Marge Shot from listener Kevin. The Human Highlight Film, Dominique Wilkins, best guessed by the Cowboy Killer. Late Night Steering Wheel Holder says Omar Vizquel is the way to go. Matt, the Warrior Raider Ace fan, says Rod Carew. All right, do you have an answer, Eddie, please? I need an answer.
Yes, it's former Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop Sammy Khalifa.
Oh. Also a famous adult star. No, that is incorrect.
No relation.
The correct answer is none other than Darren Erstad. Darren Erstad is the correct answer, the old Angel. 2000 and 2002, he was an outfielder. He also won a Gold Glove as a first baseman. So Darren Erstad is the answer. Let's take a call. We'll have MLB Pick'em coming up momentarily. Let's go to Tyrone in Houston talking some baseball. What's going on, Tyrone?
You're gone.
Tyrone has checked out of the building. So let's see. Eeny, meeny, mighty, moe. Let's say hello to Tony in the Bay. What's going on, Tony, in the Bay Area? Welcome.
Hey, Ben. My doctors recommend that I talk to someone, so you're the best option. Not having a good night tonight. Just wanted to give people warnings out there. You know what I mean?
Why would you need to give a warning? You're going to stay in your house. You're not going to do anything crazy. You're just going to listen to the show all night long. There's nothing else you need to worry about.
Well, I'll listen to the show, but after work, you never know. Well, even at work, you never know what could happen. You know what I mean?
I think you're just playing around there, Tony. I think everything's okay. You're fine. You got a lot going on, right? Baseball season's getting started. You got nothing to worry about.
Baseball's for the birds. But so if you don't mind,
What are you upset about, Tony? What are you bothered?
I really don't know. It's just one of those days where, right now, my adrenaline's flowing, and I just think I need to release it. So, and it's not going to happen naturally.
All right, so. Well, why don't you scream into the radio? That would release it right now. You can go ahead and scream, get it all out right now. Everyone will be good. We'll all listen to you scream some stuff out right now. Go ahead. Get it off your chest. Let the world hear what Tony's upset about.
Well, I got a mission to take care of, and it's been about a year or so, and it hasn't been taken care of yet. So I need to break some eggs to make an omelet, and I think once that's over with, everything will...
Hit that button, Roberto. Hit the button you just hit there, Roberto, because Tony, I know he's talking right now, but the button... There we go. I'm sorry, Tony. There was a glitch. What, you talk about bad timing for a glitch, right, Tony? That's a terrible timing for the glitch.
What happened? Did I get edited or something?
No, I think I got it. How about I put you on hold, Tony? Why don't you stay on hold? I'll check in with you, okay? How about that?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, yeah, we'll check in with Tony all night long. And then we'll have Jonas when I get done. He'll check in with Tony after that. And then Dan Patrick will check in with him. And then Cowherd will check. Every half hour, we'll check in with Tony to make sure everything's
Sounds
okay.
Sounds like a great idea, Ben.
It's a good idea. I'm sure those guys will all do that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I could have taken your word of advice, Roberto, but I don't know that I wanted to do that. I don't think that would be... You have some interesting advice, and yeah. Anyway, we do have time. Let's get to it right now. It is the start of the baseball season,
and now it's baseball.
Yes, and now baseball from Tony the Bay to baseball. We start out a new year. We start fresh.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'll go first because I don't know why not. I will take. Dustin May with the first pick. Eddie.
Let's go with Robbie Ray from
All
the
right.
Mariners. I don't know.
Coop.
I'll go with Christian Javier.
Ooh, picking a cheating Astro. Roberto, the back-to-back Roberto.
Go with Freddie Freeman and Julio Rodriguez.
All right, Julio Rodriguez. Coop.
Ty France.
Okay, Eddie.
Let's go with Manny Machado.
I'll take Juan Soto and Xander Bogaerts. I hope I'm wrong. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
Jordan Alvarez.
Eddie. Coop.
Jose Ramirez.
All right, Roberto.
Lance Lynn.
A new year, and we still don't get it. No, we didn't get it in.
We did.
No, we
no,
got
we
it not. In. The bit's
it's
over. In. We got
gotta
it in.
Got to have it in by the commercial.
It's in. It's in.
Have some standards.
Tony liked it. Tony thought he liked the bit, right, Tony?
Yeah.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha. With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.